in which he and an associate got at least $66 million from six Indian tribes to lobby for their casinos. The tribes questioned whether the charges were excessive. Congressional Democrats have raised questions about Abramoff's ties to House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. The House Ethics Committee is to review the allegations that Abramoff or his clients paid some of DeLay's overseas travel expenses. DeLay has denied knowing the expenses were paid by Abramoff, whom he once called, quote, one of my closest and dearest friends. Abramoff raised thousands of dollars for DeLay and other Republican members of Congress. A search team found one of two flight recorders in the wreckage of a West Caribbean Airways plane that crashed in Venezuela today. All 160 people on the McDonnell Douglas MD-82 jet were killed. French officials say all of the passengers were French citizens from Martinique. Plane en route to Martinique from Panama when the pilot requested permission to make an emergency landing because of engine problems. Authorities say a co-pilot and a flight attendant among dozens of people still alive when that Cypriot airliner crashed in Greece on Sunday. The medical report only deepens the mystery over the cause of the crash that killed all 121 people aboard. One theory involves loss of air pressure and loss of oxygen. Investigators say it could take weeks to learn if the passengers and crew were affected by toxic fumes or gases like carbon monoxide. Other questions also remain, including why the pilot was not in the cockpit, his body one of three that have not yet been found. Two transport helicopters carrying NATO peacekeepers crashed in a desert in Afghanistan. Officials say 17 Spanish troops were killed, five others injured. The crash could have been caused by a sandstorm, though one Afghan official says the choppers may have been flying too close together. Spain's defense minister says it could have been an accident or an attack. He says the pilot of one helicopter reported seeing a column of black smoke in a valley, concluded it might signal an attack from the ground, and decided to make an emergency landing. The other helicopter crashed. This is Air America Radio News.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to the residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN. Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It works, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Check out the show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows.
I'm looking forward to listening to you.
We gather important information so that you can read the news that really matters to you.
And every day, gathering information.
Also, enjoy the audio highlights page featuring Air America comedy and exclusive web-only audio features.
It is vital to the future security of our country.
AirAmericaRadio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Hey, Truth Seekers, good evening. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I mentioned last night, I think I put it in the little mini blog that I write for Air America's website, the futility of trying to pretend like this country is united any longer. George Bush has utterly destroyed any sense of unity that might still have existed in the United States of America when he took office. It's totally fractured. The events occurring at Camp Casey in Texas are one indication of how broken Bush has made things. The other, most clearly a representative proof of this breakage is the pig man. We have three quotes from Rush Limbaugh's program today. Was it today, Kathy? That represents some of the most outrageous, sick, degenerate comments I think I've ever heard. Now, it's common knowledge that Darren Kagan, who has the morning gig from, 10 a.m., 10 till noon on CNN, is sleeping with this guy. That's astonishing to me. When I used to do a little gig at CNN every Thursday morning before most people got up, The fake libertarian here in Atlanta, Neil Bortz, and I did kind of a back-and-forth thing. And when we would be in the makeup room being powdered and gussied up for the cameras, Darren Kagan would be in there having her makeup put on. And since I have worked at CNN twice, you know, I'd occasionally strike up a conversation with her. And she seemed like a regular person, just like you and me, just kind of average, kind of like, okay, this is my job. But several months back, when it was reported that she was, now that Rush has gotten rid of another wife, that Darren Kagan was his new main squeeze, she must vomit up snakes and spiders every time she has sex with this man. I can't believe that an actual breathing woman who should know better, Darren Kagan is exposed to the news. You know, before it's put out there for public consumption, when it's still reportage before CNN in her case, or MSNBC or Fox or ABC or any of the networks have a chance to doctor it and color it and confuse it and destroy it. That was the thing that amazed me when I worked at CNN, was to see the raw news as it really came in before it was bent and shaped and filtered. It was even more fantastical when I went back there in 2000 and went to work for CNN International, where the news was reported as news for the CNN's foreign audiences, English-speaking foreign audiences. It was astonishing the difference between what was presented by CNN for domestic consumption and what was presented by CNN for foreign consumption. But getting back to the pig man, it's incredible the sewer into which this useless human being has sunk. And I just wonder about his... I know his bobbleheads find him... I think his, it's a known fact in the radio business, his audience has been shrinking. As much as progressives or liberals hate to admit it,
There are conservatives out there who are educated, who can think, who can put together a coherent thought, who can use their rational minds, who can make logical progressions in their thoughts, and so on and so on and so on. These people, of course, are way more educated than your average conservative, but these are the folks who, when Rush first came out, thought he was wildly entertaining. Hell, I thought he was wildly entertaining when he first came out 14, 15 years ago when I first heard him here in Atlanta. Even though I thought he was full of crap, I still thought he was wildly entertaining. But the conservatives who have been listening to him have left him. Just like the real conservatives in this country are leaving Bush. And these psychotic fake Christians, these Christ killers, and I'm not referring in the Catholic sense to folks of the Jewish persuasion. I'm talking about Christians who would stick a stake in Christ's heart if they saw him walking down the street faster than they could say, show me the money. That's what the Republican Party and conservatism in this country is being left with. Psychopaths. I mean, really, literally. I'm not being I'm not trying to use a metaphor here. These people are extremely insane. To drive a pickup truck through a row of crosses representing dead Americans, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, Jew, Gentile, a Muslim, Christian, to drive your pickup truck through a memorial. I mean, how do you explain that? You can't explain it. So the pig man, who has seen his audience slowly shrink, and I don't care what you're told about this, his audience is shrinking dramatically, just like what happened to Dr. Laura. Exactly the same thing. When she finally became so psychopathic that radio station program directors across the country either bumped her to the 2 a.m. slot or dropped her program altogether because of her sickness. And I don't know about you. I don't know. We can't hear Dr. Laura in the Atlanta market anymore, can we, Kathy? It's gone, isn't it?
Thank God.
Yeah. But towards the end of her run, we used to listen to it on the drive home when I worked for IE America. And her the quality of her phone calls got to the point where it sounded like a Springer's television show. That's what it sounded like. You know, just toothless, decrepit people who were calling in talking about, well, he's sleeping with my mama, and we have a baby, and my son came in the other day and said he grabbed his penis. You know, that kind of phone call. That's what happened to Dr. Laura. Her credibility is just right down the crapper. So here we are with Limbaugh, same thing. Little by little, gaining momentum, real conservatives, who I still consider to be terribly misguided, real conservatives are leaving the Limbaugh program in droves. It's incredible. So we're going to have some comments from this degenerate here in just a few moments. All right, and you got to hear. You're not going to believe what the depth to which he has sunk, and I'm sure it has to do. You know, Bush is a dry drunk who cannot cope. He just simply can't cope. We have some information about that tonight too. Oh my God. But Limbaugh, being totally addicted, still addicted. You know, you don't get over the kind of addiction he had in 30 days. Now, I don't know if he's back on the drugs or if he knows the net is closing on him. The attorney, Mr. Black, who represents him, has probably said to him, Rush, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to do some time. We'll try to get you in a halfway house situation or one of the country club prisons for federal prisoners, but your ass is going to go to prison. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But Limbaugh is spiraling out of control. We'll play that for you in a minute. This caught my eye. Somebody who sent this, Cindy sent this to me, a University of Oklahoma student, 24 years old, a guy named Charles Drayling Jr., tried to take a pipe bomb into Will Rogers World Airport in Oklahoma. Is that maybe it's Oklahoma City? I'm not sure. But he's a student at the University of Oklahoma. A pipe bomb. Now this is a white guy. This is a white guy with Republican parents who hang out with the mayor. And if this is Oklahoma City, the mayor there is Humphreys, Mayor Kirk Humphreys. Now, as I share this with you, just think if this guy would have been an African American, a legal resident alien from any of 10 or 12 Middle Eastern countries, somebody from South Asia. Imagine this guy, 24-year-old white boy, University of Oklahoma student, tried to take a pipe bomb essentially onto an airplane. When he was busted, he gave an affidavit to the FBI, said he admitted that he had been making bombs since he was 14 years old. And in the affidavit, he explained how he built and detonated pipe bombs for recreational purposes. So this little punk-ass white boy has been released to his parents. He's been released to his parents, who put up a $10,000 bond. He has to stick to a curfew of 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., and he must not visit any airports. He has a preliminary hearing set for August 31st. Imagine if this guy's first name would have been Ali. Everybody's out there looking for a pill to make them happy like the old pill used to do. Everybody's out there looking for a new pill to make them happy like the old pill. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, if you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt, unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, this is Gary Stanley. Usually I'm talking about sports, but today I want to talk about money. Not long ago, I was looking for a loan. I owned a home, pretty good credit. You can't believe the hassle for my bank. 6 weeks, endless paperwork, and then right at the closing, the bank tells me about thousands of dollars in extra fees. I walked out. And I called Equity Now. Equity Now approved my loan over the phone. I closed in 10 days. The rate I was quoted was the rate I got. No hidden fees. Equity Now gave me a great deal. If you're a homeowner and you want a loan for debt consolidation or any reason, call 1-800-692-LEND. Tell them Gary Stanley sent you.
Equity Now is a direct mortgage lender, not a broker. We don't arrange loans. We make loans. We write the checks. Call 1-800-692-LEND. Licensed mortgage banker, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Florida banking departments. Call 1-800-692-LEND.
This is Marilyn Caselli from Con Edison. It takes a lot of energy to make sure New York is open for business every day. Imagine how much energy it takes just to keep all of our laptops, cell phones, and PTAs charged and ready to do business. Then, think about the email servers, computer systems, and communications networks we depend on 24 hours a day. New York is growing, and our energy needs are growing too. That's why Con Edison is investing billions over the next several years to upgrade our energy delivery system. We're committed to providing safe, reliable service so you can make the most of your busy day, every day.
The power behind everything you do. Con Edison, on it.
Check out ConEd.com to learn more about our ongoing infrastructure projects and plans for the future. You'll also find energy management programs that may be just right for your business.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system for real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-900-7127 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-900-7127 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-900-7127.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Email from James in Kenosha, Wisconsin. By the way, we're going to talk to Cindy here in just a minute. James writes, Mike, Cindy Sheehan's courageous stand in Crawford has not only given voice to Americans who oppose the war, but has focused a spotlight on the Monkey King's supreme arrogance, which was documented in Bob Woodward's book, Bush at War, where Bush was quoted as saying, I'm the commander. See, I don't need to explain. I do not need to explain why I say things. That's the interesting thing about being the president. Maybe somebody needs to explain to me why they say something, but I don't feel like I owe anybody an explanation. End quote. Thank you, Cindy, James writes. I'll be out in the street tomorrow night participating in a local vigil of support. Joining us now from somewhere in the wilds of Texas is Cindy Sheehan. Hey, Cindy, how are you feeling?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay, I guess. I'm not sure. The reports coming out of Texas makes me worry for this country, especially after what happened last night. It's astonishing, just astonishing.
Right. Last night was really, really terrible. I can't believe that this person who accuses us of being unpatriotic and un-American would desecrate the memory of our fallen heroes like that. You know, he not only desecrated Casey's memory, but 1,800 of our other brave young men and women who have been killed for George Bush's lies. I think it's just a metaphor for the way this administration treats us and treats the soldiers. It was just disheartening.
It's terrible. One of our listeners in California, Karen, sent me an email, and she said, can someone challenge James Dobson and Tony Perkins? Those are, you know, people, family, what is that organization? Focus on the Family. Why are they not speaking up about the deaths in Iraq, the crosses run over today in Texas? You know, where are the religious people in this country, the so-called religious right? I realize that that real followers of the teachings of Christ are going to stand with you in solidarity, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right, and they have been. There's been Pastors for Peace coming out here, and the Freedom and Faith Tour, and just a bunch of people who really follow the teachings of Christ. And what about the man who fired his shotgun off 5 times when we were in the middle of our prayer service Sunday morning?
Astonishing. Where were you when the truck came by last night? Where were you when the shotgun went off?
Well, when the shotgun went off, I was in the prayer service. I didn't even know anything was going on until the media takes off running, you know, and
reporters started running?
Yeah, they started running towards where all the problem was.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's just anytime I see any animation out of most reporters, I just kind of giggle. But I have to keep in mind, a lot of reporters down there covering you are genuine reporters and not these network freaks.
Yeah, they really are. But so we didn't even know anything was going on. We just finished the prayer service, and then we found out what was going on. And one of the reporters that was on the site right after it happened said this guy, it was 10 o'clock in the morning, he was already drunk off his butt.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, and I guess he went on Letterman last night or something. Is Letterman trying to glorify what this man did? And then last night when the crosses were run over, I was down at the Peace House because the sheriff has requested that I don't sleep out at Camp Casey anymore because he says, after I leave, I worry about you. And he said, I would sleep better at night if you slept in town. So the sheriff has been so good to us, and the sheriff's department has been so wonderful with us. You know, I didn't want him to have to you know, worry. But we are apparently going to be moving pretty soon. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that's what I read. Somebody has offered you private property closer to Prairie Chapel.
Well, we are right next to the barricades. Next to the barricades to the ranch.
Oh, that's great.
This was miraculous because they had a meeting in for the county commissioners trying to, make us leave, and they figured out they couldn't anyway because anything they implemented would take 30 days or so. So we're thinking, well, where are we going to go if they make us leave? You know, and we were all going to go to jail because that's what we said.
Right.
You know, that the only way that we would leave is if George Bush spoke to us, if August 31st, or if we got thrown in jail. So we figured we'd probably be spending some time in jail. And then this man just walked in the Peace House yesterday, said, I own property right next to the barricades, George Bush's ranch. He's a third cousin of the guy that shot off the rifle and has the same last name as he does. And he said, you guys are welcome to my property. I'm 1 acre on one side of the road and 250 acres on the other side of the road.
Oh, wow. That's good. That might encourage, I don't know what it might encourage. It might encourage more people to show up. Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, let me do some commercials here real quick, Cindy, and we'll come back because there's a couple other questions I'd like to check with you. And I know the listeners would love to hear your answers. All right? I'll put you on hold and come back in just a minute. This is Air America.
There's a lot of people saying we'd be better off dead. Don't feel like safe, but you have to live. So I try to forget it any way I can. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
When Joyce bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, her friend Nancy noticed right away.
It used to be hard to find time to catch up with Joyce. Now she calls me every day. She never forgets to pop by on her morning jog. Yesterday, she knocked at 5 a.m. Joyce is even happy to help me with chores. She walks my dog Skipper every night. Part of me thinks he likes her more than me, but that would be silly. Come here, Skipper. Skipper.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10-16-05. See Maytag.com for details.
Remember your first time?
First time, I believe, was 1994.
It was the first big Broadway show I'd ever seen.
I've seen it in Canada, and I've seen it in Pittsburgh, and I've seen it six times here.
Remember the first time you heard the music? felt the power and fell in love with the Phantom of the Opera.
We walked down the aisle when we got married to All I Ask of You, and this is our first time in New York together, and so I wanted to bring him to go see the Phantom of the Opera.
It's romantic. It has everything you want for a husband and wife out on the town. I guarantee she's going to love it.
I've raised my daughter on the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and she grew up listening to the music of Phantom, but we never saw the show until tonight. We've been waiting a long time for this.
The Phantom of the Opera. The musical phenomenon Broadway comes back to again and again. Call telecharge.com.
Keep on the sunny side.
Have a bewitching summer at Days Inn and get $250 in discount coupons every time you stay. Book your stay at daysinn.com and enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes. You could win a million trip rewards points or $100 in free gasoline, like magic.
Why don't you keep on the sunny side of life?
Days Inn, the best value under the sun. See Bewitched in theaters this summer. No purchase necessary. Legal residence 18 or older ends 9/15. Subject to rules at daysinn.com.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock, you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your Office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no fuss, no mess, no nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron, and on Wednesday, we're turning Morning Sedition into the Dick Cavett Show. Playing the part of Dick Cavett will be me, Mark Maron, and playing the part of my special guest will be Dick Cavett. And I guess that means Mark Riley will be playing Mark Riley, because he was actually around back then. Plus, we'll have actors Michael McKean and Bob Balaban on the show. And Sonny and Cher, too. Wait, scratch those last two. It's Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, we are talking with Cindy Sheehan, who's called in from somewhere in the wilds of Texas. Cindy, I got a couple of emails during the break. One from Andy in Garberville, California, said that Letterman's show last night was really a rerun with Michael Keaton. And he wouldn't glorify this freak's behavior anyway. Maybe it was Jay Leno. It sounds like the sort of thing that Leno occasionally does.
I had heard he was going to be on Letterman.
Yeah, well, apparently not. Or maybe Letterman didn't. Maybe he was on. You know, they taped that show at 5 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he was on, and it just turned Letterman's stomach, and they and they ran a rerun last night. Anyway, whatever. Uh-huh. You said the sheriff is supportive. Is this an attitude change? Weren't you threatened with arrest last week?
We weren't threatened by the sheriff. We were told that by the state representative here from Crawford. But even if they arrested us, they would have been respectful about it. Mm-hmm. You know, they have been very, very, very cooperative and very nice to us. And I actually had a death threat last week, too.
Oh, my God.
And so the sheriff came out, and he was really upset about it, mm-hmm. you know, and it contained some words. And he said, ma'am, I can't say these words. And they were very despicable words. And mm-hmm. But you know what? There are some things that are very negative about this whole experience. Of course, I'm being smeared and skewered by the right.
You know,
and that's to be expected. And I wouldn't expect anything less from them. But mm-hmm. But there's great things going on here, Mike. We come here and our anger gets turned into hope. And you know why we're full of hope? Because for five years, we've all felt so powerless. We felt that this person in the White House was getting away literally with murder and that there was nothing that we could do about it. And we come here to Camp Casey and our anger gets turned to hope because we realize that we have the power, that we've always had the power, but we have been letting them get away with murder, and we're mm-hmm. not going to do it anymore. We're not going to let them do it anymore.
You know, and that's coming through so loudly and clearly and brightly, and I think that's the reason from Limbaugh all the way up, you know, from the slimy pits of right-wing hell all the way up to the peak of right-wing hell, these people don't know how to deal with your honesty. That's all. It's just an mm-hmm. honest approach mm-hmm. and a heartfelt approach. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, Cindy, I don't know you that well, but the impression I get is you don't see yourself as a hero. You see yourself as first a mom and secondly an American who doesn't like what the hell is going on here. But I have to tell you, you've become the spear point. And sometimes these kinds of roles are thrust on us. I know you didn't go down there seeking what has happened.
Yeah.
But it,
yeah.
it is happening. By the way, I'm sure you know, I think it's tomorrow night, there's going to be a series of candlelight vigils around the country in support of your presence down there.
Uh-huh.
MoveOn.org, I believe, is the website that has
right.
the information about where folks can go.
Right. There's over 1,000 vigils now across the country.
Wow.
And there's Camp Casey springing up all over the country, too. You know, there's just one going up in Atlanta as soon as the ladies get home. They mm-hmm. were here for a week, and they had to go home, and they said, we're going to start Camp Casey in Atlanta. They're going up all over the country, and they're, you know, from people who can't get here. And people are coming and saying, I dropped everything to be here with you, Cindy. You know, they said, we're not even sure why, but we had to come. And it's just hundreds and hundreds of people. And it's just really, really, it's a miracle. And since there is so much negativity, you know, like when George Bush said that, you know, he had to go for a bike ride the other day because he needs to get on with his life.
Yes.
You know, does he think that makes us feel, the ones who, number one, Casey doesn't have a life to get on with anymore. And number two, my whole future is filled with pain and filled with emptiness because of his policies. And then multiply that by, you know, over 100,000. That's what he has done. But he can get on with his life by going for a bike ride. You know, I wish life was as simple as that for us.
Well, for people who are amoral or people who do really, literally, simply do not have a way of communicating with their own soul, as George Bush seems to be denied that channel of communication with his own soul. Obviously, mm-hmm. he has one, but he can't get to it for whatever reason. That's going to be the reaction. That's going to be the attitude. But I'll tell you, Cindy, you are driving the right-wing fanatics in this country crazy with the purity of your movement, the purity of what you're doing. And I hate to say this, but I got to say it because you and I have always been totally honest with each other. It just cracks me up to see uh-huh. the right-wing going crazy, not knowing how to deal with you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I get some sort of a perverse sense of righteousness out of watching
uh-huh.
this happen. So,
right.
One more thing. By the way, the candlelight vigil here in the Atlanta area is going to be not far from our studio. So, Kathy and I will be there tomorrow.
Before
we come to the studio. Other than these vigils, what's the best way for people to support what you're doing? Other than the prayers and the good thoughts, what's the best way?
You know what is really amazing, too, that the Crawford Peace House has gotten so much money in donations. They had $3 in their bank account when I got here that Saturday, and now they have well over $90,000.
That's
you
great.
You know, Gold Star Families for Peace, people have been stuffing our bank accounts. I would think the best thing to do now is if you can start a Camp Casey in your community, if you can come down to Crawfordsville. But another thing maybe would be to donate to your favorite charity, to anybody's favorite charity in the name of Camp Casey or something like that, because we are being inundated with goodwill. It's so funny, this active duty soldier from Fort Hood heard that we needed some tarps because the place we're moving to isn't too shady. Mm-hmm. So he stole some from from Fort Hood and brought them out to us tonight.
Goodness,
you
goodness.
Know, but like today, I got like 40 dozen of long stem roses because people heard that we needed flowers to replace the ones that the man ran over last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it's just amazing. People can't do enough. And when people get here, they just pitch in and start working, and there's something for everybody to do and a place for everybody out here at Camp Casey. And you know, we are getting more room, so anybody who wants to come out, please come out. Joan Baez is going to have a concert here on Sunday, and we hear that 2,000 people are coming for a moment of silent prayer on Friday. And it's just really there's just a movement, you know, it's a movement, Mike, that was there already. It just needed a spark to light it.
Well, let me refer to you as Cindy the Spark then. Cindy, thanks thanks so much for calling in. Take it easy. Take care
okay,
of yourself.
We will.
And please, I'm going to sound like your mom here. Please watch your health, okay?
Okay, I
There's
will.
There's an awful lot of stress in what you're doing. Eat right. Take your vitamins.
Okay.
Drink lots of
water. Okay.
Drink lots of water. Stay
Get
out of the
breath.
Sun. Thanks,
okay.
Cindy.
I
we'll
love
talk
you guys.
To you. When you can, call us again. We love you, too. Take care.
I will.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Stay out of the sun. Take your vitamins.
Sound like you're talking to Molly.
I know, but you know, you just want to say that to another fully actualized adult. It doesn't make any difference. You know, you just get that feeling. You want to say, please take care of yourself.
Listening to Cindy, it just brings it home to me even more just how depraved and sick Rush Limbaugh is. When we play these sound clips from this program today, juxtaposed against what you just heard from Cindy, it's really disturbing. And if he is representative of the right wing in this country, it's disgusting, and they need a new leader.
Yeah. Just a couple of quick things here. Operation Truth is having a fundraiser tomorrow night. If you live in the D.C. area, this play is opening. Kind of a play. It's more like monologues. It's called The Sandstorm, Stories from the Front. It opens this tomorrow night in D.C. It had a two-month run in Los Angeles, which, from the reviews I've read, was highly successful. It's written by former Marine and OpTruth member veteran Sean Hughes. The play is based on the Iraq War, as experienced by the Marines of the 2nd Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion, which fought through Nasiriyah, Al-Kut, Baghdad to Crete, and it says here many points in between. It says their accounts of the war related in 10 chilling monologues expose the rage, honor, courage, commitment, doubt, fear, and remorse experienced by troops in Iraq, American troops in Iraq. So if you're in the D.C. area, it's going to be at Metro Stage on North Royal Street in Alexandria, Virginia. And LA Times, LA Weekly, USA Today have all given it fairly positive reviews. The Sandstorm, Stories from the Front. Tomorrow night it opens in D.C. We'll be right back. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
No more time to wait. From the weekend of weary. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Mr. Garber?
Yes.
It's 3:30. Isn't it time you went into the back room to pay the bills?
Nope.
But you always go and write checks at 3:30.
Not anymore, Drew. I got a Visa business card.
With a Visa business card, you'll have more time to keep an eye on your business because it frees you up from writing checks and sorting receipts.
Mr. Garber?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't go into the back room, then I won't be able to do the crossword puzzle.
Crossword puzzle.
And I won't be able to talk on the phone to my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Along with more time to be productive, you get detailed statements, savings on business products and services, even points that can be redeemed for all sorts of rewards.
And another thing, Mr. Garber, I won't be able to finish the paperclip necklace I've been working on. See?
Drew?
Yeah.
Go take out the garbage and take the necklace off, please.
Okay.
The Visa Business Card. It's everywhere you want your business to be. Merrill Lynch business clients can sign up for our exclusive Visa Business Signature Rewards Card and enjoy exceptional rewards. Call your Merrill Lynch financial advisor or 1-877-MER-VISA.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Sean just sent me an email that says, I really appreciate what Cindy Sheehan is doing, Mike. She's honoring her son in one of the best ways she can by correcting the actions of King George in the White House. I'm in the next generation at 12. Kids 12 years old. And though threatened with the draft, I maintain hope, thanks to Cindy and everyone who works for peace. I work as hard as I can to serve my country by working to protect my right to not fight endless wars. Thank you for having Cindy on, Mike. I just wanted to funnel some ideas and rant a little bit. Sean. Sean's email makes me think we ought to have another young person's night, huh? Yeah, we got to do that. The Washington Post has backed out of sponsorship in this hideous September 11th event coming up. The ones sponsored by the Pentagon, put together by the Pentagon, a march from the Pentagon to the mall where there will be a concert by Clint Black. He's the one, you know, the song he came out with entitled I Rock and I Roll, get it, included the line, "Our troops take out the garbage for the good old USA." You know, this psychopathic bastard. Why, you know, if Clint Black wants to take out the garbage, as he puts it, give this son of a bitch a rifle and some body armor and an ill-equipped Humvee and stick him in the middle of Baghdad, huh? Get him out of the green zone. And tell him to go over there and kill some of those old ragheads, right? Was that what you'd like to do, Clint? Huh? Would you? No. It's much easier to sit back here and sing country songs about it, right, pal? So the Washington Post is withdrawing its offer of free advertising. The newspaper announced. It says here the Post backed out of the agreement after critics said the event would have a pro-war slant, and the support of the event by the newspaper would compromise the Post's journalistic integrity. What? Because critics said the event would have a pro-war slant? Are we to believe that the Washington Post couldn't have figured that out themselves? Hey, you dumb bastards, it's sponsored by the Pentagon! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! And we're supposed to believe this, huh?
Oh, it's going to be political? Oh, well, we didn't know that. Okay, we'll back out of it.
Other organizations that are scheduled to sponsor this event include Stars and Stripes newspaper, Pentagon Federal Credit Union, Subway, Lockheed Martin, WTOP Radio Network, and ABC, the ABC affiliate, WJLA Television Channel 7, and News Channel 8 in D.C. Now, WJL-TV and News Channel 8 in Washington said they issued a statement, too. Stan Melton, the director of creative services at both of those stations, said,
"Well, as things stand right now, we are committed to honoring our agreement to promote the event. However, if we were to find out that it was meant to be a political event, we couldn't support it."
How is this possible? The Washington Post and two television stations in D.C.? Are not aware this is a political event? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're supposed to say, oh, okay. Well, then the Washington Post, finally realized that it might be political. Oh, and they did the right thing. Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Thank God the Washington Post did that thing. You know.
Let me tell you what really happened. The Newspaper Guild members that work at the Post, the writers, the editors, when this decision was made by the geeks in the promotions department and approved by the editorial leadership, the writers, the editors, the assignment editors, the proofreaders, got together, the executive committee of the Newspaper Guild chapter at the Washington Post got together and took a vote, and the leadership of that committee voted unanimously that if the Post were to go ahead with this, they were going to walk out. So, one has to assume perhaps, maybe, although this is very difficult for me, that the promotions director at the Washington Post, whose job is to promote the Washington Post, didn't tell the bosses, the editorial chieftains at the Post, that this thing was going to be what it's going to be, and just said, hey, listen, there's going to be a concert, you want to sponsor it? There's going to be a march in support of the troops, you know, nothing. I find that staggering to think that such a scenario might have played out. Now, I think I'll stick with my original idea. The bastards at the Washington Post in the penthouse offices, they're there for one reason, to support the Bush crime family. I don't care what E.J. Dionne writes, and I happen to like him. When we return, the pig man snorts! But you already knew that, right?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Cindy Sheehan, whose son Casey was killed in Iraq, has been camping outside George W. Bush's Texas ranch ever since the president arrived for his five-week summer vacation. Sheehan has been threatened with violence, shots have been fired near where she is camping, and a field of crosses erected to honor the war dead has been destroyed by vandals in a truck. Yet she remains determined to raise the questions that need to be raised with regard to an illegal and immoral war. The crude threats and attacks on Sheehan, both on the ground in Crawford and in the nation's right-wing media, provide evidence of the desperation of the dwindling minority of Americans who continue to believe in the president's misguided strategies. Those who would attack a mother who is seeking answers regarding her son's death are not patriots, they are political thugs. It is time for true patriots to stand in solidarity with Sheehan. Vigils are being organized across the country for Wednesday night. Join them and read more about Cindy Sheehan's stand at thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit-forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The National Science Foundation has awarded $7.5 million to study electronic voting machines. Johns Hopkins University will lead the effort to improve the reliability of e-voting machines. The project's goal is to design the most foolproof, transparent voting system possible. The researchers hope to have some results in time for the 2008 elections, but they say the project will take a number of years beyond that. The deadline passed for Jewish settlers to leave the Gaza Strip. There was resistance, protesters pelting Israeli police with eggs, stones, even burning acid. 50 people detained early in the day in the worst violence since the start of the withdrawal. Four officers were hurt. Protesters also set fire to large garbage containers, and a farmer burned his home and greenhouses. The battles came as Israeli troops were trying to clear a path for moving trucks just ahead of the deadline. A top U.S. diplomat made a surprise visit to Gaza today. An official says Assistant Secretary of State David Welch met with Palestinian officials to discuss security arrangements during the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Welch was accompanied by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's top security envoy in the region. The official said the envoys discussed the importance of Palestinian and Israeli officials working together so the Gaza pullout could take place, quote, in an atmosphere of calm, free of violence. It was the first visit by a senior diplomat to Gaza since a deadly 2003 attack on an American convoy, which killed three Americans and wounded another. The two envoys did not meet with any Israeli officials or settlers. In Iraq, the delay in reaching a deal on the new constitution has served as a reality check for Americans about the deep and bitter rivalries in Iraqi society at a time when the U.S. public is growing more anxious about the American mission there. The parliament voted to extend till August 22nd the deadline for the new constitution after they were unable to reach an agreement. To Iraqis themselves, the fact that the groups were unable to overcome broad cultural, political, and philosophical differences was not a big surprise. They're accustomed to leaders whose claim to power is based on ethnicity or religion. But the stalemate's not a death knell. They have missed deadlines before and still managed to pull out a compromise. But even if a new permanent constitution is crafted after this weak extension of the deadline, the profound differences that blocked the agreement, including federalism, distribution of oil wealth, the role of Islam, and women's rights, won't be resolved. The concern is that they'll only be papered over in a political culture where compromise is still seen as a sign of weakness. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a post-Arafat Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Will the U.S. play a greater role in the quest for peace in the Middle East? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by Bush's presidency? What do Larry David, Natalie Portman, Jon Stewart, and Madonna all have in common? Who makes the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch, and there's no better way than reading the foreword, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Subscribe today and get 4 weeks free when you order 26 weeks for just $12.95. Not satisfied? Write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call for the foreword, 800-796-5800. That's 800-796-5800.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh! Thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dick, never doubt, call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, most hosts only like to book one kind of guest. But here on the Al Franken Show, we book not for predictability, but for action. On our next program, we'll talk to journalist John Dickerson, a reporter. And then, media watchdog David Brock, the opposite of a reporter. And then Jonathan Alter, another reporter. It's watchdog versus reporters, and you'll be the winner. On the next Franken.
Welcome back. It's about 25 before the hour. All right, I want you to hear the depth into the muck and the slime and the amorality that the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, has sunk. I would assume it's because of his relationship with OxyContin, as well as his relationship, or lack of his relationship, with the truth. This man is truly degenerate. He has been all of his radio career. But I think the more important thing to notice about his spiral into what he's doing now is the fact that it's increasing at an exponential rate, his inability to entertain the way he used to entertain. The people that he appeals to right now are those who are left. The remaining crowd, out of the millions that that Limbaugh used to stroke and calm down and tell that their narrow right-wing point of view was the correct point of view. As I said earlier, last hour, I maintain my dislike of conservative Republicans, because they allowed this to happen to their party. On the other hand, there are conservative Republicans who can still think. Don't send me emails and tell me I'm wrong, because they do exist out there. Let me name one. Al Franken. just kidding. They do exist, and those people have left the Limbaugh program in droves. They're gone, and what he's left with is the worst of the worst, the worst of the worst. There you go. If you can stomach it, listen to his callers sometime. That's one of the reasons I think the normal people have left. As normal as you can get and still be a Republican or a conservative. And that's stretching the word normal fairly dangerously. But those people have left. Anyway, here's the pig man. He's truly lost it. If he still is the number one spokesman for the flying monkey right, then they should worry. Of course, those people don't worry about anything. Now, listen to this and then tell me if you think the right wing is more patriotic than the left. Of course, you don't. But I'm just tossing the question out there rhetorically. Listen to Limbaugh call the mother of a fallen soldier the enemy and suggest that she's a cannibal. That's delusional enough, but then he tries to convince his audience of brain-dead bobbleheads that there is no measurable number of Americans who believe, as Cindy Sheehan does, that we should withdraw from Iraq. The OxyContin has really destroyed his mentation, maybe even destroyed his ability to process new information, because every day there's a new poll, some of them conducted by Fox News, that show, these polls show, in fact, that the majority of Americans, both parties, support troop withdrawal, get the hell out. And the majority, the clear majority, feel the war isn't worth it. So putting aside all the criminal, callous, and downright sinister, ugly, vicious personal attacks on this mother, Limbaugh's proclamation that there is no measurable number of Americans who support her cause is insane. I think it shows how far he is removed from what few shreds of reality are left after his long, fun romp with OxyContin and Vicodin. And as far as the brainwashed ditto heads out there who believe everything this psychopath says, I say, to hell with you. You're going to wind up in mental institutions, and eventually you're going to die and rot. How's that?
The Cindy Sheehan train's about to come off the tracks. We are watching self-immolation. We are watching self-destruction. We are watching the enemy literally gobble itself up. We're watching cannibalism here. Just stand back. Stand back and watch it. And when you watch media shows highlighting all this, just watch it. Don't sit there and get all bent out of shape about it. Folks, you have to understand what's going on here. You have to recognize when the enemy's eating themselves alive. You have to recognize when they're stepping in quicksand. You have to recognize when they are in self-destruct mode, and they are. I hate to say it, but you think Cindy Sheehan, do you think this woman actually represents even a measurable minority of American thought in this country? Nope. It's not that big. This is being made to look like she represents a majority of opinion.
Oh, my God. This sick bastard. This sick bastard. Now, you can almost see him rub his palms together with glee as he describes this grief-stricken mother as a joke. And how funny she is. And the liberals who want to save the remaining troops, how funny they are. And even worse, and this is so typically Republican, so typically conservative, everything is self-referential. Little narrow peepholes that these people look at life, through which they look at life. Just narrow little tiny focus. So he says he's tired of having to express sympathy for those who've had a son or daughter slaughtered for Bush's oil war. Because, you know, we all lose things. So what's the big deal? You know, I said earlier about somebody, Bush, being out of touch, unable to find the channel changer to put him in touch with his soul. Limbaugh, the pig man, has no soul. This is a dead man. This is a man who is rotted inside. 100% pure, empty evil.
But now she's starting to complain that the media has turned her act into a circus. I'll make this even funnier. I'm sure you've got some of these non-factor little liberal radio shows out there thinking they're responsible for the crowd down there, and they can't wait to go down and broadcast live from the place, to extract their pound of flesh and make it look like they're the ones responsible for this. It's just a joke. It's a flat-out joke. Yeah. And frankly, I'm also fed up. Not fed up. I retract that. I'm weary, ladies and gentlemen, of even having to express sympathy. Oh, she lost her son. Well, yes, 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 but, you know, this is... We all lose things.
Oh, my God. Do you have any doubts? You hear this degenerate. You hear him. It's his words. I wonder if that part of his broadcast went on Armed Forces Radio. You know, they carry an hour of his program. He knows full well which hour it is. This filthy, cowardly son of a bitch would no more say something like that when it's being carried on Armed Forces Radio because he knows what would happen. A platoon of Marines would show up at his beachside compound and Rush Limbaugh would be a memory. Our murdered young troops are not a set of car keys, you soulless, drug-addled chicken hawk. We lose things. Cindy Sheehan should quit whining because we all lose things. This is astonishing. This is astonishing. This is unbelievable stuff. And this is why Rush Limbaugh's audience has degenerated into this little pool of right-wing mouth-breathers. Because conservatives, Republicans, educated Republicans, educated conservatives have left this bastard so long ago, they don't want to be associated with this. They have a hard time associating with Tom DeLay, with Bill Frist, with George Bush, but they're not going to be associated with this kind of filth going out across the public airwaves, border to border, coast to coast, every day from this sick, degenerate lump, waste of human DNA. We have one more for you right after the break. Stick around if you can. If you have to go vomit or take a shower from what you just heard, I understand.
Make them all the same today. I hear every mother say they just don't appreciate this to get tired. They're so hard to satisfy. You can tranquilize your mind. So go running for a shelter. All the mothers, they don't help but for a few through the night. Help them minimize your flight.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time. And even a king-size comforter, it's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. The less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
This is Marilyn Caselli from Con Edison. A ballpark at night, the lights on Broadway, neighborhood restaurants, your favorite movie theater, the subway that runs 24/7. It takes a lot of energy to power the city that never sleeps. And more people are coming here to live, work, and enjoy everything New York has to offer. New Yorkers work hard and play hard. That's why Con Edison is investing billions over the next several years to upgrade our energy delivery system. We're committed to providing safe, reliable service so that you can have a great time after a hard day's work.
The power behind everything you do. Con Edison. On it.
Check out ConEd.com to learn more about our ongoing infrastructure projects and plans for the future. You'll also find air conditioning tips to help you keep cool during those hot summer days and nights.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
21 past the hour. Okay, last one tonight, because if I had to listen to any more of this, I think I'd get sick over my microphone here. And I want you to listen now, if you're still with me here, with this piece of human waste, Limbaugh, listen to the, what do we call him, the oxymoronic chicken hawk, proclaim that Cindy Sheehan, who has lost her son in Bush's war, is not grieving. She's not grieving. She's just a meaningless nobody who's having a grand old time vacationing in a tent in a ditch in 100-degree heat, just soaking up the limelight. That's all she's doing.
It's no more complicated than the fact that the people who are engaged in all this simply don't like this country, and they haven't liked it since the 60s. They haven't liked it their whole lives.
Bastard.
Thankfully, there aren't that many of them. There are only 100 people down there with her. But she's not even, she's gone beyond grief. This isn't about grief for her anymore. This is not a woman grieving. This is a woman reveling in attention. This is a woman soaking it all up. This is a woman thinking she matters. There's no meaning to what she's doing.
God. What a filthy, filthy degenerate. And you lurkers who come to this program to find out what's really going on in the real world, not the hallucinogenic bat acid trip that you live in, shame on you. Just shame on you for ever tuning this filthy, filthy human being into your car radio or whatever. Shame on you. People lose things. Her son is killed in combat, and this rancid son of a bitch says people lose things? I'm ashamed of living in a society that can produce this kind of filth, Rush Limbaugh. I am ashamed of living in a society that has had this filthy pig on the airwaves for the past 14 years. Jesus. Yeah, you know, some of these right-wing preachers are right for the wrong reasons. In their belief system, this country is going to hell. You bet it is. You bet it is. In your twisted little versions of heaven and hell and all that mythology, it is going to hell because people like Rush Limbaugh exist. Limbaugh is a demon. From a listener in Nashville who will remain unnamed here, Mike, I work in the country music biz, and I've done shows with artists who've opened for Clint Black. First off, Clint is on what we call the downside of his career. His Iraq song is a typical low-level pandering to the clueless support base that is country radio. And it's what all struggling has-beens will eventually stoop to when they can't get the level of airplay they used to, like Charlie Daniels. Not only that, but in my experience, my anonymous writer writes, Clint is pretty much a selfish jerk. Soundcheck time is a valuable commodity, and Clint will often eat up most of his support act's allotted soundcheck time by jumping behind his drummer's drum kit and jamming to Steely Dan songs for half an hour just to musically masturbate for his own enjoyment. Just passing that along, your faithful listener, and he signs his name, but I've decided since he probably has to continue working in Nashville, I'm not going to give his name. And Martin emails in, Mike, the fabulous Senator Biden, who praised Alberto Gonzalez when he appeared before his committee, said today that he thought Cindy Sheehan was doing the wrong thing by being in Texas doing what she's doing. What a crew of creepy so-called Democrats. I haven't heard that. I'll take your word for it, Martin. If that's the case, one more example to support individual Democrats, but to have nothing whatsoever to do with the Democratic Party. I used to be a yellow dog Democrat for so long I started to feel like I was getting fleas, but no more. I mean, the Democratic Leadership Conference has destroyed my party, and I I'm not sure what Howard Dean is trying to do. I've got an open mind about all this, yada yada. Let's not get into it. I don't want to talk about it. But as far as Biden and Lieberman and some of these other people, may they all rest and rot in hell. All right, one more here, and then we have a break, and then I'm going to come to your phone calls. It just stacks up here. I've got too much stuff. This is from editor and publisher. Editorandpublisher.com. You ought to go to their website if you haven't already. It's a great site. Surely the comic highlight of Bush's mountain bike ride with seven journalists at his ranch this weekend occurred when USA Today writer Sal Ruibal stopped at a tree and urinated. Bush said, maintaining his regular guy demeanor, "Hey, Ruibal, don't worry, the last one that peed there was a cow." According to participants, Bush had opened his latest 17-mile, two-hour trek with, call them new rules, principally that no one would be allowed to pass him on the trail. While riding, he listens to country music on his iPod. Saturday's ride also included two Secret Service agents. A few miles from where he rode, anti-war activists were demanding that he speak with Cindy Sheehan, whose son was killed in the Iraq War. That's when he made the statement, "I think it's important for me to keep going with my life, have a balanced life." Jesus.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, "I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick." Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Auric XL risk-free for 30 days.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hey, let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids?
Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mama's making an Ovaltine shake.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shake.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please!
It's called post-inauguration stress disorder. If you've got it, you know it. There are no drugs to relieve it, but there is a treatment. And right now, the treatment is free. It's The Nation, America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation. Not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant, no White House spin, just the straight dope on George W. Bush and company. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free four-issue mini-subscription. Here it is at last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. After 4 weeks, you can bail. Just write cancel on the invoice. But we predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com. Or call 800-999-6863.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be president.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Jerry Springer.
The voice of reason.
Provide security.
Leave us alone.
Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
This is a grown-up conversation. We're talking about serious things.
Coming up on the next Springer.
On the radio.
What if you lived in your home for 25 years and were told you had to move now? That's what's going on in the Gaza.
And the latest on the would-be Supreme Court Justice John Roberts.
Springer on the radio.
On 1190 WLIB.
I like to work outdoors. It keeps my mind whole.
Twenty-six before the hour. Here in the Atlanta area, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 vigils to support Cindy Sheehan. Go to moveon.org, and you'll find them if you live in the Atlanta area. If you don't, just go to moveon.org anyway and click on the appropriate icon, and it will help you figure out which one to go to. The one we're going to go to here is on North Decatur Road, Medlock Road, and Scott Boulevard. There's three streets that come together there. So far, there are close to 500 registered for that demonstration. 100 Register, Candles for Peace, which is a Monroe Drive and Piedmont Road. Up in Cobb County, 83 Registered Courthouse across from Marietta Square, which is right in the belly of the beast. And in Douglasville, 23 Registered. And Little Five Points, the one of the few remaining areas in Atlanta that hasn't been completely yuppified, about 30 registered there. So I'm sure this is all true. In most cities around the country, there will be many candlelight vigils. And let's see, we're going to take the kid and go. Like I said, it's not too far from the studio. So we'll be there tomorrow night around 7:30. One more email. You've heard that George Bush doesn't want to hear bad news from his staff, and many on the left, and now more and more on the right, believe that he is an unfeeling sociopath, unable to feel the pain and suffering of others. You've heard that as a boy he would put firecrackers in the rectums of frogs and blow them up. Well, the apple doesn't fall from the tree, they say. Here's a quote from his mother, Barbara Bush. Oh, yeah, this is the famous March 18th, 2003, on ABC's Good Morning America, where Ma Barker, as I like to call her, said regarding the war in Iraq and the fact that coverage of that war in terms of dead Americans coming home was being obliterated by the Pentagon and their shills in the news media, which is everybody. Barbara Bush said, "Why should we hear about body bags and deaths? Oh, I mean, it's not relevant. So why should I waste my beautiful mind on something like that?" And Bill Clinton is allowing himself to hang out with this old bitch, this Ma Barker murderess. What did I hear the other day? That Clinton thinks it's kind of funny that Ma Barker is starting to refer to Bill Clinton as almost like one of her sons? Oh, Jesus. All right. Lance is calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Lance, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
I have a rather simple and straightforward way to get Bush to, or the coward of Crawford, to come out of his phony ranch and meet with Cindy Sheehan. I know how it can be done.
Okay.
However, it would cost a lot of money.
Uh-oh.
A big line of coke going straight from the gates to Camp Casey. I mean one that's about 3 inches wide so he couldn't miss it.
Yeah.
It looked like the 50-yard line at Texas Stadium. But yesterday, some right-wing mouth breather in the Dallas Morning News flat-out called Cindy Sheehan an anti-Semite.
Oh, I know. That's starting now because she stated the obvious truth that part of the war in Iraq is for protection for the state of Israel.
Well, I called him on it. In fact, I sent him an email, and I pointed out the source he had is a known Holocaust denier, the source he quoted. So he
uh-huh.
was a Holocaust denier to accuse someone else of being an anti-Semite.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, you know, when you dip your hand that deep into the sewer to try to look for something to smear somebody with, your arm is covered in muck. And I called him on it, sent him an email. Then I called back the newspaper this afternoon. They put me straight through to him. He said, "Oh, you sent me that email? I don't have time for you." Click, hung up the phone. Then I had a word with his editor. I said, "Is it normal for your columnist to quote Holocaust deniers in order to smear people?" And the editor said they'd get back to me on it.
Yeah, okay.
The guy's name is Rod Dreher for the Dallas Morning News. That is, that tells me they're getting desperate. And I have a little pet theory about why they act this way, why the pig boy acts the way he does. In most mythologies, most religions, they say that when the end is near for the wicked, they start coming unglued, screaming and lashing out and wailing and gnashing their teeth as the gates of hell open for them.
Mm-hmm.
Limbaugh's going to get cornholed four ways from Sunday in prison. You know it. I know it.
Easy. You're getting real close to the line here, Lance. And I would hate to oops. I think we did just lose the call. Yeah, you got to be a little careful with what. With what you say. A little bit too much there, Lance. I appreciate the sentiment, but and I think it's wildly funny, and you're absolutely right. But Air America does have to kind of stay within the boundaries that the FCC puts out there. But I hear you, Lance. So did everybody on hold. Now, don't anybody repeat any of that. I'm serious. Brandon is calling from Dallas, Texas. Brandon, welcome to the program. You're listening on KXEB, right?
Yes. I want to talk about the government's attempt to destroy free speech in this country.
Oh, sure.
They've already passed laws in California to indicate this. You ever heard of OK Green of Sweden?
Who?
OK Green. A.K.E. Green.
I don't think I have.
With the way he was arrested, and I believe this is going to happen soon in America. He was arrested because he criticized some special interest groups, homosexual groups in Sweden, and I believe that's going to happen here in the United States pretty soon.
He was arrested because they have different laws from what we have here, Brandon. There are countries that believe that hate speech does not fall under the umbrella of free speech. Now, hold on just a second, Brandon. I'm kind of caught on that one myself because I hate speech. I hate to hear that whole list of nasty, ugly names that folks level against dark-skinned people, or gay people, or Jewish people, or Catholic people. You understand? Okay, so
I'm a black man myself.
Huh?
I'm a black man myself.
Okay, well, you know, in Sweden, you said in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just enforce their prohibition against hate speech by busting people and putting them in jail. Now that'll never happen in this country, where if some it has happened.
California. No one's been arrested for it, but law has passed in California.
No, never. You got the wrong information, Brandon.
Look on Google. Look on Google.
What is it I'm supposed to look for?
The hate speech bill in California. I forgot the senator who pushed for it, but it's been already passed in California.
And are you saying if I say something slurry against blacks or Mexicans
or homosexuals?
Oh, it's only been passed for homosexuals?
Mm-hmm. It's in California.
Okay, Brandon, that's so much bat squeeze. I'm sorry, pal. Thanks for checking in, but you got it all wrong. Go back to Google and check it again. What you just said is utterly impossible. Now, maybe you've been conned, but the state of California would not pass a law that says, you know, you can say all these nasty slurs on everybody, but if you say it against gays, we're going to put you in prison. Unless California has gone completely insane, I don't know. What is it, California hates speech? Is that what you told me to Google? Google it, Kathy.
Well, I will, but, you know, they've got the governator, so nothing surprises me anymore.
Well, that would absolutely be weird to me. Okay, Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very much, Mike.
Sure.
Yeah, the only free speech I see being limited these days is speech critical of Bush. And, in fact, you know, that ties in perfectly what I want to talk about. All these verbal attacks, the ridiculous ones from the pig man. By the way, the pig man, he says we all lost things. Well, I think he's lost either his mind or his brain or both. But anyway, all these verbal attacks and death threats against Sidney Sheehan, as well as the crosses that were mowed, this guy drove over the crosses and mowed them down, and the gunshots in the air to try to intimidate her. To me, they're all part of a growing atmosphere of almost zero tolerance for dissent, and I believe that's been created in large part by the Bush administration. Where any kind of dissent from the government is slowly and surely being less and less tolerated. There's almost a zero tolerance for it.
Mm-hmm.
And all Sidney Sheehan is trying to do is exercise a First Amendment right to peaceably assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances.
That's true. Hey, hold on, Jerry.
Yeah, sure.
I got to take a break here. Sure. We'll come back and pick up the rest of your conversation on the other side. This is Air America. Stick around. more fun and frivolity. We'll try not to lose things through the rest of the program here. More than you can do to anyone. I certainly do.
Like what?
Recommend sticking out foot in your mouth at any time, yeah, yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spinmakers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove? Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, "If you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt," unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Remember your first time?
First time, I believe, was 1994.
It was the first big Broadway show I'd ever seen.
I've seen it in Canada, and I've seen it in Pittsburgh, and I've seen it six times here.
Remember the first time you heard the music, felt the power, and fell in love with the Phantom of the Opera?
We walked down the aisle when we got married to All I Ask of You, and this is our first time in New York together, and so I wanted to bring him to go see the Phantom of the Opera.
It's romantic. It has everything you want for a husband and wife night on the town. I guarantee she's going to love it.
I've raised my daughter on the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and she grew up listening to the music of Phantom, but we never saw the show until tonight. We've been waiting a long time for this.
The Phantom of the Opera. The musical phenomenon Broadway comes back to again and again. Call telecharge.com.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
Guess how much we spent at the deli last month?
I don't know.
$98.13.
Really?
How about at the gas station? Come on, take a guess.
Larry, I'm busy. I don't know. $80.
Oh, so close. $132.53.
With a Visa business check card, it's so easy to track all your business expenses because all your purchases are broken out on one monthly statement.
How about courier charges?
No, I don't want to play this game anymore.
Wrong answer. $241.28.
The Visa business check card can also get you savings on business products and services and earn points for rewards with Visa Extras.
Okay, what else? What else?
Earth to Larry, stop reading that statement.
Oh, cardboard mailing tubes, which were from the office supply store where we spent $98.16.
I give up.
Yeah!
The Visa Business Check Card. Use it online, over the phone, and at millions of locations. It's everywhere you want your business to be. For more information and to find out if your card is eligible to participate in Visa Extras, go to visa.com/smallbusiness.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
ladies and gentlemen, of even having to express sympathy. Oh, she lost her son. Well, yes, 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 but, you know, this is... we all lose things.
Drop of a hat, Jesus really got high. Raise the lights, the pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas. Absolutely dry.
It's about 9 before the hour. All right, Jerry, just stay there a second, Jerry. I'll come back to you in a second. Sean sent me the bill that's before the California General Assembly, and it's very lengthy, but it says existing law provides that no person shall, by force or threat of force, willfully injure, intimidate, interfere with, oppress, or threaten any other person in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him or her by the Constitution or laws of this state because of the other person's race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, disability, gender, or sexual orientation. Okay, so the point, I don't have to read anymore. The point is, yeah, they may be putting on the California ballot an anti-hate crime or hate speech bill. And again, that is problematic, isn't that the word du jour? That's problematic in a society that says free speech should exist. On the other hand, what good does it serve when you use those kind of words? Here in the South, I don't know why I say here in the South, maybe it's true in other states, but there is a law in the books here in Georgia that actually uses fighting words. If I step out in the street and call somebody a son of a bitch, I am using fighting words, and that person has a defensible case if he or she busts me in the mouth. In other words, I can call the cops, and the cops can arrest him for assault. But when we get into court, the fact that I called him a son of a bitch to begin with gives him a line of defense that is acceptable in court. It's called, in the colloquialism, the fighting words amendment to the Georgia Constitution. So I think what's happening here, what my caller understood, was hearing from these right-wing nutcases, mostly the fake Christians, the ones who would put a stake in Jesus' heart, you know, the usual crew, saying that this bill is going to somehow protect as a separate class homosexuals, which is not the case at all. But don't ever expect a phony, Christ-killing Christian to ever speak the truth. In the same manner that you never expect a conservative Republican of the stripe we've been talking about tonight to ever speak the truth. These people come out of nests that are filled with lies. Now, that's all they can handle. So in reading the bill that's either before the California General Assembly or has already been passed or about to be passed, whatever, it's too long for me to deal with it tonight. But it to our caller from Dallas, Brandon, it states clearly that this covers all groups that might, gender, sexual orientation, color, ethnicity, country of origin, yada, yada, yada. And I didn't read the bill deeply enough to figure out what the penalties are or anything of the sort. But you know, what good is served in stepping up to and getting in somebody's face and insulting them because of who they are? Right? Unless they're a conservative Republican or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. Then you're duty-bound to insult these bastards. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? Back to Jerry in Long Island. All right, Jerry, thanks for your patience.
No problem.
Where were we?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was talking about Sidney Sheehan, and all she's doing is, it's interesting, we're talking about hate speech. You know, this is something the conservatives always worry about, is these hate speech laws. In the meantime, though, we have normal average Americans who want to insult nobody, who simply want to criticize
the government or an administration in power will want to ask them questions like, all Sidney Sheehan wants to do is exercise a First Amendment right to peaceably assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Yeah, but doesn't that sound quaint in the age of Bush?
Not really. I think that's exactly what Sidney Sheehan is doing.
It's no. I agree, Jerry. I'm just saying, from the First Amendment, the right to petition the government for redress of grievances, that sounds quaint in the age of Bush.
Well, yeah, because look what's happened. Look what's happened to all sorts of dissent in the age of Bush. We had, during the 2004 presidential campaign, we had the arrest of people who wore anti-Bush T-shirts. Then we had, we even had three teachers who were told either they removed themselves, removed the T-shirts, or they would be arrested. All the T-shirts said was protect our civil liberties. That should have been a clue to people right there. And more recently, in St. Petersburg, Florida, last week, you were talking about a 13-year-old boy who was arrested for exercising his First Amendment right. And then when a 30-year-old man questioned why the 13-year-old was being arrested, the 30-year-old man was then arrested.
Right.
We have these brown shirt type tactics being used against everyone who tries to speak up and exercise their First Amendment rights. And Sidney Sheehan, I'm glad that she has not been arrested. And I think the sheriff should be thanked for not arresting her. But this is basically a constitutional right we all have. And I think part of the reason that Bush is not meeting with her is because, getting back to the issue of dissent, Bush has the same aversion to dissent that his supporters do. In fact, Mark Shields of the NewsHour, he was on the public television NewsHour last Friday, and he said of Bush that Bush never goes anywheres where there is public dissent. And
right.
Obviously, Sidney Sheehan dissents from Bush's views on Iraq, and also Sidney Sheehan wants truthful answers to her questions of why her son died.
Right, and then that's what she's not going to get. And, Jerry, I have to leave it there. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Thanks a lot. Always good to hear from you. We'll be back after the break. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. It's icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
What's the secret to a successful website? It starts with a reliable, customer-focused web host. When choosing a hosting provider, it's important to consider who's behind your website. With Hostway's dedicated experts behind your site, you'll get the latest technology to help broaden your customer reach and grow your business. Hostway can even make launching your online business easier by professionally designing your website for as little as $179. For more information, go to Hostway.com. Visit Hostway.com today and let Hostway get behind your website.
Danger comes with lots of warning, right? Not when it comes to your eyes. The leading cause of serious eyesight loss in adults is macular degeneration. It's not something that announces itself. It just progresses and ends with a partial loss of sight. What can you do? See an optometrist regularly. They're like early warning systems for your eyes.
Your eyes deserve an optometrist.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser.
Israeli troops are preparing to forcibly remove Jewish citizens from Gaza's main settlement block who have defied an order to leave. Military convoys brought troops to the settlement to start evacuations of the 21 Gaza settlements. Soldiers and police locked hands to form a human chain as settlers cried and pleaded with them to allow the settlers to stay. All 160 people on board were killed when a Colombia charter jet transporting tourists home from Panama to Martinique crashed in Venezuela Tuesday after its engines failed. One baby and four children were among the people on board. Authorities say the aircraft went down on a cattle ranch near Venezuela's border with Colombia. Officials found one of two flight data recorders from the plane. The co-pilot and two flight attendants on board a Cyprus airliner were alive when their plane crashed in Greece during the weekend, killing all 121 people on board. That's the word from the coroner examining the case. The exact cause of Sunday's crash is still unknown. The Helios Airways Boeing 737 slammed into mountains near Athens on a flight from Larnaca to Prague with a stop in Athens. A recent upswing in overdose deaths in the past week has New York City police suspecting that a bad batch of heroin may be circulating. Jim Smith has that story.
A half dozen overdoses in Lower Manhattan in the past week has Police Commissioner Ray Kelly alerting the public. He says the investigation is continuing, but bad heroin may be the cause.
Tests are being conducted. We have to wait for final determination, but we thought it was prudent to get this information out as quickly as possible.
Health Commissioner Tom Frieden says it's still too early to tell.
We do not know whether or not these are adulterated drugs. It is just a situation that bears further investigation.
Still, his agency is alerting drug treatment centers, hospitals, and other facilities to get out the warning that all illegal drugs can kill. At police headquarters, Jim Smith, New York.
Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano has declared the state's border counties a disaster area. Press Secretary Jeanine LeCouyer says the declaration allows the governor to set aside money for Yuma, Santa Cruz, Cochise, and Pima counties to fight crime associated with illegal immigration.
The bottom line is the federal government has defaulted. They have not done their job, and she is just tired of waiting and knows that citizens are tired of waiting and knows that something needs to get done.
The governor's declaration immediately frees funds for the four counties. A new report from the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research in Los Angeles shows that many people can no longer afford the health plans offered by their employees. In 2003, more than 6 million Californians under the age of 65 were without health insurance, shifting the cost of their health care to the state and the taxpayers. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no fuss, no mess, no nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, most hosts only like to book one kind of guest. But here on the Al Franken Show, we book not for predictability, but for action. On our next program, we'll talk to journalist John Dickerson, a reporter. And then, media watchdog David Brock, the opposite of a reporter. And then Jonathan Alter, another reporter. It's watchdog versus reporters, and you'll be the winner. On the next Franken...
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Richard Bradley, writing at his at HuffingtonPost.com, at Arianna Huffington's blog, asked a question, are the Bush twins AWOL? He writes, thanks in large part to Cindy Sheehan, people are starting to raise the issue of why Jenna and Barbara Bush aren't serving in the military. It's a tough question, but I think it's a fair one. The President of the United States is calling on American young people to volunteer to go to war. But his own daughters, who are certainly of the appropriate age, are better known for their drunken nightclub escapades than for any acts of patriotism. There's a precedent for prodding Bush on this question. Back in 1993, when Bill and Hillary Clinton moved to Washington, they decided to enroll Chelsea in a private rather than public school. Because the decision seemed to contradict the Clinton state of faith in public schools, the press asked the Clintons about that decision, and they had to defend it publicly. And unlike the Bush daughters now, Chelsea was a minor. It's pretty simple, really. The military doesn't have enough soldiers. The president believes that this is a good and just war. He has two daughters who could enlist in the military but haven't. These things don't add up. So here's a question I think a White House reporter should ask the president. President Bush, if your own two daughters won't enlist, how can you expect anyone else's children to join the military?
And if they don't want to enlist, they could at least carry a couple of snowflakes.
That's true. Rent a womb. Yeah, it's a legitimate question, but this is an illegitimate government. So asking legitimate questions of an illegitimate pretender such as George W. Bush is a total waste of time and might get you a one-way ticket to Guantanamo. Back to the phone calls. Alan is calling from Miami, Florida. Alan, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. I've been waiting a while, not meaning tonight, but many times to try to get through, and it's a great pleasure to be able to be on here. You say that you don't consider yourself a hero, but I tell you what you do. You help catharsis for thousands and thousands of people around the country.
Well, I'll accept that. This is a cathartic program, there's no question.
You are the analyst of the night for so many folks. And, you know, it lets us know our humanity, that there are people out there. I mean, the outrage, when I first heard you, I couldn't believe, finally, that there are other people out there with the same sense of outrage. And I think, obviously, if we don't have outrage, we ain't looking, right?
I hear you.
I had a couple of comments. One is, as I listen to the Air America shows and other things going on around, I think a lot of people are missing the point. They keep talking about, oh, the next election as it comes up. And I mean, that's part of it, of course. But the real, we have to realize that we are facing almost a civil war here. And I think this incident with Cindy begins to show us some of the aspects of it. We may not be close to the edge of it, but the flavor is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important to notice that, as you said, we are very sharply divided at this point. And all the reasons there, too, because there are two very distinct views of not only the world, our country, our place in it, but of human life and so forth.
That's right.
And that's what's being played upon here. And so it seems to me it's very important that if we try to look for a solution for this, that we understand what that problem is, that we are in this serious situation. And what got me about what happened in the last election in 2004, not even to mention 2000, and I was very much involved in 2000 because I was highly involved in the Nader campaign in Florida, so I was very close to this whole thing. But in 2004, where they ran the wrong direction, and the DLC Democrats just led us down the road trying to be more militaristic than the Republicans, when their job as some sort of opposition, of course, was to warn us about what was coming down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that there's so many people so afraid to say what's really going on and look at it squarely in the face, this steamroller coming down the highway on top of all of us. I mean, the war is against us as much as it is against Iraq and anybody else.
That's right.
That they don't want to say what has to be said. In the end, the oligarchy represented with the DLC, I mean, you know, in the end, they're probably going to go slap each other's back and have a drink in the same club with their friends rather than helping out America. And the way I see it, if you want to see the currently elected Democrats start voting progressively and with some sort of sanity and to stand up for working America, there's only one thing you can do, and that's to leave the party and leave it in droves. In my case, I made a decision to throw my hat in with the Green Party, and I don't see any other solution at this moment, as silly as it might seem to some people. The fact of the matter is, and this is where I disagree with one of your callers last week who said, register Republican and try and fight from the inside. No, I think you have to fight for real values, what you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't say what your vision is and what you want, if you don't call for an end to corporate welfare, universal health care, war, and into the Bush doctrine of preemptive strikes, if you don't ask for civil liberties, if you don't talk about these things, the problem is that all of this fighting inside the Democratic Party with progressive Dems and all this, I mean, there are good people and they're still fighting, trying to revive this corpse. But the problem is that's been going on for like 4 decades. And, I mean, at some point you've got to realize that, you know, it's just not going to be revived.
Yeah, well, Alan, I have to leave it there. Listen, I hear you loud and clear. You make some excellent points, and I definitely agree, especially in light of what Democrats and the leading Democrats in the Senate are constantly doing to undermine freedom and democracy and justice in this country, the latest being Joe Biden. So I hear you loud and clear. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate you checking in. Dave is calling from Chicago. Dave, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
None diddles, Mike. Great to be talking to you again.
My pleasure, sir.
Hey, I'm the guy that called it so that we lost our Air America here on Sirius Radio. And
yeah, I hear you.
We get the... you know, our station shuts off at night, and they really do need your show. I listen on Sundays, but it's kind of the rehash. You know, you were talking about Limbaugh earlier, and it just kind of goes to show, and I'm not going to swear on your show, so don't think I am.
Okay, thank you.
I can say the first half, but, you know, Limbaugh always has that phrase, formerly nicotine-stained fingers.
Yes.
Yeah, well, his fingers are nicotine-stained, but his mouth is full of and you know what.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, this guy just, I mean, when you played that part, what he said, where he said, oh, people lose things and blah, I mean, it's not like you lost, you know, a pair of keys, for Christ's sake. The lady's son died.
I know. That to me, that is a depraved, sick comment. That takes the cake with Limbaugh. I used to hate him. Now I just wish he would disappear.
You know what's funny, Mike? It's funny. You bring this up. You brought this up a lot, and I've had mixed emotions. But, you know, being an American and, you know, being as if the First Amendment is our right to free speech, you know, I really, honestly, truthfully don't want Bush impeached. I want him thrown under the jail.
He had
so many kids killed, innocent people, American soldiers. You know, people that one day they're happy, they're giddy, they're gay, they're not, you know, they have no beef with us whatsoever, and the next minute they got bombs dropping. And then, you know, what's the response? Oh, we're not targeting civilians. Yeah, but your bomb still hit. It's not like, oh, well, hey, you get to go and live again. I mean, you know, let's send Clint Black out there. But you know what? Don't give him armored vests. Because our guys don't have armored vests.
That's true. Let him
go out and fight with what they have. And I have a friend that just came back who came back from Iraq, and he's kind of sort of pro-military. He's a Marine. And the first thing I told him, I said to him, his name is Ed. I said, Ed, what you really need to do is get yourself to a doctor, because I don't trust what I'm hearing about this depleted uranium.
That's good advice. Dave, I have to leave it.
Sick.
I have to leave it there. Thank you, pal. I hear what you have to say. Completely agree with you. Good call. Thanks a lot, Dave. We'll be right back.
Everything in business demands two new governments in its wheels, in the soldiers, in the war. Don't know what he's fighting for. Every tension going on to the bursting of the bombs, yeah. Brother, sister, getting killed for that comeback.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The entire world.
A threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
A conspiracy is growing.
Big pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, comes a film top critics are calling one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silenced.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment. Masterfully crafted, raves the Washington Post.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Entertainment Weekly declares, finally, a thriller with brains. Ray Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
The Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in foreign gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience this movie on the big screen, Wednesday, August 31st.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Past the hour, Roger is calling from Houston, Texas. Roger, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, what is it with all these Texas calls you got tonight?
I don't know. There must be something in the water down there.
We just like a good old southern boy.
There you go.
All right. Number one, you know what, Rush, and I'm not even going to name their names. I do want to puke. All those right-wing hacks, what they're missing is the phenomenon of Cindy Sheehan is she is simply a focal point.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not about her. It's about us.
That's right.
And she simply arrived and appeared at the right time, the right place, and did the right thing, and all the energy and all the news, not about Cindy Sheehan at all. Cut her down all you want. It doesn't matter because it's not about her. It's about us. And by the way, I do sympathize with Rush because I lost my favorite coffee mug one time. But here's the number one threat that she represents, and this is what's frustrating them. Okay, go back to all the Bush appearances where they carefully screened any dissenters. There were no hecklers at a Bush rally.
Right.
It was, and it's all part and parcel of their overall scheme, the Karl Rove, you know, idea of control of the media.
But it's so Nazi-like. It's not just control of the media, where they've been very effective, but it's control the attitude and the mood of the crowd. This is so Nazi-like.
Exactly. They're trying to control the minds of America. This is frightening. I mean, I'm 52 years old, and I'm, like, totally shocked. This is what we feared. This is what they told us the Soviet Union was like, and it's the country I'm living in now.
There you go.
It's not anything like what I was taught when I was a kid. But what's scaring them to death is you go to Google News, click on in the news, the name Cindy Sheehan, there are over 5,000 hits. 5,000 hits. They're shaking in their boots because they're losing control of the battle for the minds of America. And
you know what, Roger? Can you believe Rush? You heard that soundbite? Clearly running scared, talking about how the number of people who believe that Cindy does, in his words, is not even measurable. What the hell? Does he not watch television? Does he not read any?
Did you catch the parallel there? He said she's getting desperate. That's exactly parallel to the talking point of the insurgents. Every time a bomb goes off and kills, you know, 20 more or people or, you know, whatever, they're in their last throes.
Yeah.
That's a talking point. I mean, I listen to, of course, I'm an Air America just addict. I listen to everybody. By the way, Randy Rhodes confessed to being a leader of the peace movement today. I thought you should know that. No, that's it. They're shaking in their tracks. And my original point, when I told your call screener was, and this occurred to me early in the week, even before now, and this is really getting momentum, it's, okay, everybody knows the personal Rosa Parks analogy that's been, that's fine. She is the Rosa Parks of the peace movement. But what she's doing, the whole Crawford thing right now, is, to me, Lexington and Concord. And
that's a good analogy.
It literally is. Yeah, everybody go to Google News and click on Cindy Sheehan. I've watched that number of news stories go up daily. It's the shot heard around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's got them scared to death. But I want to make a quick political point. Politics, you're never going to change. It's a bell curve. You're never going to change us, the intelligent people on the left. You're never going to change whether they're sincere or misguided or whatever. You're never going to change the hardcore people on the right. It's always about 10% or maybe 20% at most. The mushheads in the middle, as I call them, a lot of very good people who just aren't quite bright enough to see the light of day. And that's what we're shooting for. And there's a lot of reasons. I'd love to have a viable multi-party system, but we don't have a runoff for presidential elections, which means if you vote for a third-party candidate, most of the time you're throwing your vote away and you're electing the guy you least want to be elected.
Well, that's why it is, for those of us who are Democrats, it is absolutely necessary to purge and purify this Democratic Party before the next election. To get rid of these sons of bitches like Joe Biden or what's his name, Joe Lieberman, and the list goes on and on, who would sell this party, and I'm beginning to believe Hillary Clinton too, who would sell this party down the creek in order to gain personal political power. And I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it, and I will not support any of them. I will not contribute a damn dime. I'll be a Democrat until the day I suck in my last breath. But I'm not going to be a member of the Democratic Party. Not going to do it. I give up. I've had enough.
That's lesser of evils. I paid $100 to go to a luncheon recently to hear Howard Dean, and no, I can't afford it. But, yeah, I am excited about the guy. I think he's trying to get back to the grassroots.
Let's see him do it. I'm all for it. Roger, I got to leave it there. Thank you so much. I really appreciate what you had to say. You have a good evening. If you're out driving, I think you are. Drive safe. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Call me a chicken hawk. Proud to be a chicken hawk. Watch while I bring the mock. Receive to all the rock. I didn't walk the walk, but I can talk the talk. Walk, 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 walk. Why did the chicken cross the road? Well, I'll tell you part. The chicken crossed the road to join the Texas Air National Guard.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When Mary bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, she made a big impact at work.
I've noticed some real changes in Mary. Now she's here at the office so early, she snags the best parking spaces, like the one I used to have. She used to be unprepared in meetings, but now, she's even caught the eye of my boss. Just yesterday, he wondered aloud,
why can't she be more like Mary?
Mary's the new vice president. You're going to love that new office, Mary. I did.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy-efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron, and on Wednesday, we're turning Morning Sedition into the Dick Cavett Show. Playing the part of Dick Cavett will be me, Mark Maron, and playing the part of my special guest will be Dick Cavett. And I guess that means Mark Riley will be playing Mark Riley, because he was actually around back then. Plus, we'll have actors Michael McKean and Bob Balaban on the show. And Sonny and Cher, too. Wait, scratch those last two. It's Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
You think Cindy Sheehan? Do you think this woman actually represents even a measurable minority of American thought in this country? Nope.
It's not that big. This is being made to look like she represents a majority of opinion.
Sick bastard. 26 before the hour. Edie is calling from Atlanta. Edie, welcome to the program. Here comes Edie. There you are. Hi, Edie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you fine.
Okay, good. You mean you're not a fan of Joe the Shark Biden?
No, I don't think so.
I can't stand him either. But I really called. Did you happen to catch Cindy on Hardball Monday night?
I did not.
I taped it, or I wouldn't have seen it either. Cause
what happened?
Well, I heard on Randy's show that Cindy's sister was going to be on. So I, you know, jumped to the VCR and programmed it to make sure I didn't miss it. And she was, but Cindy was with her, and Cindy did most of the talking. And I just love her. I just fall, and it's not just me. I just fall madly in love with her every time I see her or hear her voice because she's so real, you know?
Yeah, that's one thing that has to be said about Cindy Sheehan. She is without artifice. She is genuine. What you see is what you're going to get, and what you hear is what she's got to say. And it is so refreshing to see someone who is getting the extraordinary media coverage now that she's getting, who only speaks the truth and speaks from the heart. You're absolutely right.
Totally without guile, and it's touching to see her and to hear her. And it didn't matter what he said, what question he asked. Towards the end of the, she didn't like fall in any little trap or anything, because she's bulletproof in that respect, because she's not full of crap. So it's so easy to be truthful, and that's what she is.
Uh-huh.
And towards the end of it, he mentioned her, marital problems and all that. Like, that was important.
Yeah, like what the hell does that have to do with anything?
I'll be damned if I know. But anyway, true to Cindy, she said, well, that's just one more tragedy I have to thank George Bush for, and that's all I'm going to say about my personal life.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just said it like that. And not that I'm trying to mimic her or anything. Cause,
no, I hear you.
You know, but I can't get over it. I mean, he asked her if she was going to run for office, and she said, not this time. I guess she means the upcoming election, but she says, I'm a one-issue person, and I just want what I came here to get, and I want to know what was the noble cause that my son and so many other sons and daughters have died for. And she's not, you know, deviating from this honest question. And so you can't beat somebody like that, because no matter what Rush or any of those other creeps say, they have no ammo against the truth, and it's so obvious that that's what she's about. And I just can't get over it, because I feel like she was, you know, if I was the kind of person that believed in, you know, angels and things like that, I would think, well, there she is. There's got to be one right there, because. But, you know, she didn't just drop out of the sky. She's been an activist for a long time. But I think when she heard him say that, oh, those young men died for a noble cause.
Oh, that's the part that is so disgusting, so contemptible, so sick, and such an attempt by this phony president to shore up his decision-making process that has so far cost the lives of probably 100,000 people. This guy is a mass killer, and it's only the fact that there are still some shreds of checks and balances left in our system of government that has kept this psychopath from murdering even more. Leave it there, Edie. Let me move on.
I'm going to let you go, and that's really all I wanted to say. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Edie. I appreciate you checking in. Everything that, you know, I'm just kind of thinking, pausing, and this is something that I'm sure you've thought about, too. Everything this man says, Bush, now, lately, with his presidency really in the toilet. I mean, his presidency is so as phony and as fake and as illegitimate as it has been since Election Day 2000, in the year 2000, as phony as it's been, it's really in the bad part of the commode. And it's going to be flushed. I don't know how it's going to happen. I honestly don't. But this presidency is going to be flushed somehow. It's just a feeling. There is an inertia, a movement moving towards restoring this country, even though it'll take a period of time, restoring this country to the path it was on. Not to any perfection. We never have been and never will be perfect or even ideal, but at least back on the path. Bush has taken us into some horrific, dark, wet, dead forest where nothing lives except moss and mushrooms and toadstools and things that slither around the roots, and the trees are all dead and the bark is dank and dark, and the canopy of the trees is not full of leaves but full of twisted limbs and branches that blocks out the sun. And here we are down here just stumbling and fumbling along. The ground is saturated with something wet, and our shoes stick and suck every step we take. That's not where, Jesus, that's not where we want to be. And I honestly do believe that you know, the vaunted American public that has seen two presidential elections stolen now and God knows how many seats in the House and the Senate has had enough. The Christ-killing Christian fundies, quotes around the word Christian, are heading back where they belong, into some kind of a laboratory killing jar with a membrane on the top of it where you stick the hypo in and throw in some ether and then carve it up later in science class to see what the hell made it work when it was alive. It's gone. The political right, you want something that's in its last throes, its death throes, the political right, because the hubris and the greed and the filth and the degeneracy of the political right in this country, the Republican Party, the conservative movement, has taken normal Americans so far into this horrific vision of totalitarianism and statism and capitalism, that even those of us on the lower end of the educational, fulcrum, those of us who do not have PhDs or masters or even undergraduate degrees, are starting to wake up, starting to realize. And those of us who graduated high school and were happy to do it, and those of us who didn't even quite make it out of high school. You know, the ones that are always told, well, you know, you don't graduate from high school, you're never going to make a living. All the way to that segment of us, we're starting to wake up. We're starting to see what this evil man has done. It's in the commode, this presidency. And Cindy Sheehan may be the one who reaches up and flushes it. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Michael.
Hey, thanks for holding on.
My only regret about Cindy Sheehan is that she didn't do this last summer. Maybe we wouldn't have him in the White House now.
Yeah, I hear that.
Oh, man, before the election, not after. Did you see the editorial cartoon by Mike Keefe from the Denver Post?
Is that the one where she's standing in front of the line of tanks?
No. She's standing by a fence, and she's holding a sign, "Bring our troops home." And guess where he is? In a little spider hole.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Well, there have been some amazing cartoons, political cartoons.
Yet?
Yeah, yeah, right.
I thought that was gorgeous.
Well, the one that I really liked, it's a piece of videotape that to me defines the power of the individual to stand against tyranny, and that was that picture taken when the tanks were moving to Tiananmen Square, and the Chinese man ran out there with a couple of bags, a shopping bag and a briefcase, and stood there in front of the tanks. And when the tank tried to move to the right, he moved to the right. When it tried to move to the left, that to me was the most powerful visual image I have ever seen or ever will see in my entire life. And somebody took that and turned it into a political illustration of Bush's name on the tank and Cindy Sheehan standing in front of this line of tanks.
Yeah, I've seen that one too, but him in a spider hole, that just somehow appealed to my senses.
Yes, I hear you.
Just a little sidetrack here. Guess who's complaining about the price of gas?
Don't know. Who?
This will warm your heart. Their stock price has gone down. And Walmart says the reason their stock has gone down is because consumers can't drive to their box stores at the edge of town and buy their stuff.
Aw!
Ain't that a kick in the butt?
Aw!
When was the last time you talked to your friend Ski Anderson?
It's been a while. We email back and forth, and as a matter of fact, I think he left me a message on my answering machine over the weekend. I haven't returned his call yet.
Because back when he was on in Chicago, he turned me on to a book called America, Who Really Pays the Taxes. It was written by Donald Bartlett and a James B. Steele. I think there are a couple of reporters that started in Philadelphia, and I don't know if they both are, but one of them may still be working for Time Magazine. I'm not sure. And there's a section in that book about the deal in the desert. You know, everybody's talking about economics, you know, and the price of supply and demand and all this other garbage. We ought to go back and look at history.
Mm-hmm.
We built these damn bastards in the desert, and we paid for it for the last 60 years, and now we're really getting stuck with it.
That's absolutely the truth.
Hey,
Marge.
America, Who Really Pays the Taxes.
All right.
I invite my fellow truth seekers to go out and read it.
Sounds like a good idea. Thanks, Marge. Take care. We'll talk to you again.
Make sure the world's behaving right. I don't mean to bust your groove. I think it's time we made a move. Freedom isn't free.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Time survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics, making learning fun.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Your host for a Pence Friends future, it's Mike Malloy.
Here comes the helicopter. Second time today.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to the New York crew tonight, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, who engineered this program. David Fizikas, our associate producer, who handled the calls. And our Twilight Zone gang, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. And Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Also, Catherine Bay, of course, who's the executive producer. Check out MoveOn.org for the Camp Casey vigil in your area tomorrow. We'll be at the one here in Decatur, Georgia, and hopefully folks will show up at these all around the country. Let these evil sons of bitches understand something, and that is that the American public has had enough. We've had enough. And if it takes the sacrifice of a woman's son and her showing up in the Texas heat to be what we talked about earlier, I guess last week, the point of this spear, then so be it. But we've got to support, if we are real Americans, if we have hearts, if we have souls, if we believe in truth and justice, as one of the callers said tonight, it's not about Cindy Sheehan. She is the focal point, the representation, but it's about us. And thank God for Cindy Sheehan. Because she is the personification of what you and I have been talking about for how long now? 3 years? Four? So check out MoveOn.org. And get signed in, or if you don't want to sign in, don't. Just find out where the candlelight vigil is in your area tomorrow night, and go. You know, what better way to notify the thugs who would drag a fence post across what they're referring to as Arlington West? Something that memorializes the people that Bush has sent to die, the Americans that Bush has sent to die. There's no such place for the Iraqis who have been blown to pieces. The men and women and children and... don't even go there. So check it out. You can do this. We can do it. You know, Kathy and I and Molly, we're going to do it. You do it. If you can't show up in D.C. on the 24th of September, which is, you know, it probably will be difficult for people to do it. Those who will show up will show up. But if that's just off the table for you, these vigils. And just the force of numbers of people showing up for these candlelight vigils around the country, forcing the local television news outlets to cover it because it becomes a news event, forcing them to send out the camera and the wise ass stand up guy or stand up gal who can get out there and say, "Well, here we are tonight at the Cindy shit," you know, that kind of stuff. Force the issue. Who was it that said some time ago, "We're the media"? Referring to the efforts that people make in the so-called blogosphere or with emails or with news groups or with conversation back and forth. That's right. That's damned right. We're the media. Don't have to rely on CNN bringing out one mother who is suffering the tortures of the damned because her son has been killed by George Bush, and another one whose son also has been killed by George Bush, but is so far into whatever protective shell she's built around herself, she says she still supports this lying bastard. You know, we're better than all this. We really are. Not because we're Americans, but because we're humans. Because somewhere in our collective consciousness, whether it's in our documents or in our hearts, our souls, or in the dreams of our grandparents who came to this country, or the people that are arriving today, there's that idea of justice and fair play and truth and honesty and trying to make things better for everybody. And just because we have temporarily fallen into this sewage doesn't mean we have to stay here. We can get out of this. You know we can. You know damn good and well we can get out of this. You know we're going to get it back. And this time when we get it back, we're not going to let it slip out of our hands the way we almost did this time, right? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio.
When Jessica's mom bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front load washer, Jessica was the first to notice.
My mom has a lot more free time these days. She used to make only a couple of my soccer games, but now she comes to every single one, even the away games, and for pizza afterward. My friends think she's pretty cool, but my boyfriend is still on the fence.
Is your mom going to sit next to us during the whole movie?
Next month, my mom's chaperoning my senior prom. I can't wait.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter, and it's tough on stains, yet protects your clothes, too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.